We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So let's get to the bottom of this yesterday. I was interested in Ron and Folsey's back and forth yesterday. I tend to lean toward Folsey in that one. I think absolutely Tomlin sensed the energy in the building. I don't think this was just about Trubisky. I think it was about trying to change an energy and bring life to a building, Ron and Bob. I think he absolutely hears the crowd. I don't think he... That doesn't mean if they call for Kenny upon first, you know, calling that he's going to put Kenny Pickett in the game. But he definitely, I think, wanted to change the energy in the whole building.
Well, I didn't say that he doesn't hear it. I absolutely hears it. But I don't know that he makes his decisions based on that. I think he's just thought, and it's a side benefit if the crowd gets into it. But I just think he thought his offense was flat.
I guess that's where we disagree. I think it's a major benefit when the crowd gets into a game for all concerned, for the team and everyone else. I think it's a literal shift in energy.
There's no question, and I think it hits down with the players too. And I think as a head coach, you have to understand how that works, and you're responding to not the crowd so much, but the lack of production that your team had in a game that you need to win. And he had to make a choice, and he made the choice. And I thought it was fine to make that choice. I kind of felt it as it was building up. But, you know, I don't think they're going to make decisions based on what fans think. They should. If they do, then they're in the wrong business.
412-928-9370. Folsey, how about the three Trubisky trains?
He's talking to somebody else out there.
What's going on
he's
here?
He's pulling a Steiny.
No, I'm good. I'm right here.
He's pulling a Steiny
right
on
here.
You.
I'm right here. Jeff Athorn poked his head in. One of the nicest men in America.
Yes, he is.
What did he have to say?
He was just saying hi, saying he was just on with Zeiss, saying that he's going to take the rest of the day, might go golfing. I told him you were golfing to crash in on the 18 holes if he'd want to deal with you. And then he said something, and you said Folsey. He left.
Did you say goodbye?
I did.
All right, Folsey.
Let's hear the third installment.
No, we're going to hear all three.
Oh, okay.
This has gone from Lanny Fratteri being in the building the day that Trubisky was signed, which was
that.
A cause of great celebration, Bob. You were first on board with the Trubisky train. I followed you. And then...
But it made sense at the time. You know, I would second guess all these things.
Yeah.
We make decisions.
I thought they were going to try to find the talent that caused this guy. I didn't think they were going to have him manage games. I still maintain if that was the case, they might as well have brought Ben back. I think Ben would have taken to Pickett differently than he took to Rudolph, by the way. Do you guys agree with that? Mm. I think Ben might have taken Pickett under his wing. That wasn't happening with Rudolph.
No, I agree with that.
So I would have brought back Ben. If I had known they were going to do this with Trubisky, which is nothing, basically, I would have said, just bring Ben back. And if you want Pickett to learn for a year, have him learn under Ben, Mitch Trubisky.
But they didn't know they were going to get Pickett, though. When they signed Trubisky, they had no clue that
they
were going to be able to get Pickett.
That's
right?
True.
Right.
But they were obviously intent on getting him. They even tried to trade up. So they already knew they were going to aggressively try to get Pickett, right?
There was no guarantee that they would.
But even without Pickett, I still would have brought Ben back if this is what they were going to do with Trubisky. Have him play in a straitjacket. You'd be better off with Ben. Right.
But again, that's my question to you. Is that more him or more them? And if it's him, it's the wrong way to be a quarterback.
It's both.
If you're looking over your shoulder and you don't want to lose your job, to me the best way to secure your job is to wow people. Go down the field. Make plays. You're a number 2 overall pick. And it seemed like either that wasn't the call And then we heard that he was restricted, which is not fair to him, I don't think, because he is in the league for 6 years. Or he just was so fearful of losing his job. That's not the way.
It feels like it was.
You know how you're a golfer. You know if you're looking at the lake and the sand trap,
right,
you're not going to have a good shot.
He's got no feel for the position.
No.
He doesn't. You could see it again yesterday.
I thought
some of the sacks he took, some of the plays, he's either a tick late, he's too early. He made some nice throws. There's no doubt he has talent. That doesn't mean he can play the position. I just think that became clear. And if he ever was going to play the position, they certainly weren't going to let him do it here. Do we agree on that?
I'll bet he has big-time regrets signing here.
That's true.
Big-time regrets.
Think about the Giants, who are off to a really good start. They have injuries to their top two quarterbacks. That could have been Trubisky.
Plus with his...
With the Giants.
With his guy in Buffalo, you know.
Yes, that was his other choice, it would appear. Anyway,
Brian Daboll.
There was great excitement at the beginning with the Trubisky train, and that turned, Bob, to concern. Concern. I felt like a little boy whose dad had left him at the train station to take a trip by himself, and then it became yesterday something altogether different. So let's hear the story of Mitch Trubisky in three parts. It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
To this. It's the Trubisky train. To this. Wait, is that the Trubisky train? It is the Trubisky train. Slowing to a stop.
That's better. I thought you were going to have it.
Bye, Mitch.
I thought you were going to have it like in a big accident going off the track and wrecking.
No, I thought that was a little too violent.
It was a little too hard.
A little too violent, yes. So we just came to a screeching halt, Ron. We said goodbye to Mitch.
And you might have to kill that tomorrow if Mike Tomlin goes, well, we're going back to Mitch tomorrow, right?
What percent chance do you put on that?
I'd say very little.
I'd say
a couple percent, maybe
zero.
3 to 5.
Zero?
Zero.
I'd give it 10.
Yeah,
give it 10 to 20.
Well, I think there's definitely a chance.
I don't know if I'd do that.
Didn't ask you if you were going to do it. We're asking you, do you think there's a chance?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's seen, he put him as the backup for a reason. I think he saw enough of him in his moxie, confidence, willingness to take a hit, all those things that he'll stick with him, despite what lies ahead, because it could be a brutal day against that team up there.
All right, let's say he sticks with Pickett, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the NFL. I said this last week. I could see him losing to the Jets and winning in Buffalo. That's the NFL. What will their record be after the Philadelphia game headed into the bye? I'm going to say 1-7.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2.
I'm going to give them a win, maybe 2. I'd say 2-6.
Well, if they go 3-5, I think they're
3-5
tremendous.
Is, yeah, and listen, this division.
If they split these next four.
You know, you could be in it just by virtue of all the stuff going on in the NFL. The fact that these teams ahead of them are just 2-2. You know.
I think 3-5. I think Pickett, what's lost here is that Pickett gives them a better chance to win, I think. It took him 5 seconds to lead them to their longest touchdown drive of the season. He made a couple of mistakes, he did, but he was 10 for 13. He got Pickens involved, finally, in the offense. I think, and he was getting thrown into a game, by the way, into the second half of a game from out of nowhere, from never having taken first-team reps in a practice. It reminded me a little bit of Ben getting thrown into his first game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not going to go well. Now you give him time to prepare, and I just think he's better than Trubisky. I do. I think he has a better feel for playing quarterback.
So you feel like with Buffalo, Tampa, Miami, and Philly that they can beat two of those four teams?
Yeah.
Tua may not play. Who knows?
It's the NFL. It ain't like the Miracle on Ice here. I mean, is Miami any good? I don't know.
Well, we don't know what Tua's situation is either.
Tampa Bay keeps losing. Philly? They were in a one-score game with Jacksonville yesterday. It's the NFL, you know?
Well, that's what I mean. 2-2 leads this division. All these divisions, there's only one undefeated team left. I mean, it's hard to figure it out.
Well, if you're right and they're 3-5, that's all they can ask for headed into the bye.
I'd say, yeah.
They'd be in decent shape. I mean, relatively decent shape.
So who are the two wins will be? I'm
going to say 1-7. That's
you said
me.
1-7, okay.
Miami will be one, I think.
On the road on a night game. It'd be tough.
Yeah, they're all going to be tough. I mean, they're all decent teams.
And I think somehow they'll beat Philadelphia.
Don't forget that.
Even though I like Philadelphia, it was my Super Bowl choice to get there. I just, you know, they're doing things. Jalen Hurts has been good. They're rushing the ball great. Their offensive line has been spectacular. They don't allow any pressures at all. They lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns. I think the Steelers can surprise you in that game for some reason.
Well, T.J. Watt's going to be back.
Yeah.
We don't know kind of shape he's going to be in.
Maybe not.
Well, maybe not. You're right.
He's
maybe
eligible
not.
For the Tampa game.
But what if he comes back guns a-blazing here? You know, he might not be right, but he might be. So I think it'll be a different team. Probably 2-6 is the better bet. But again, I think Pickett's good. I think he's going to come in and play well and give them things like a running quarterback that we thought we were going to get from Trubisky, who never ran.
But there's also, I mean, like I said, we talked about these quarterbacks in the preseason, just to go show you preseason how different it is. No interceptions by all three. All of a sudden, you saw three yesterday, albeit the Hail Mary to me doesn't count. But the point is, the coverage is better, the pressure's better, everything ramps up. And
the
even for a raw rookie, I don't
for
know
sure.
that you're going to see – you may see some bad things, but I'm okay with that at this point. They've decided they're going to go in this direction. That's fine.
But I don't think it could get worse. They could lose all their games, and they could have a horrible offense. That's pretty much what they've done so far. They had one game that was handed to them by their own defense.
They shouldn't have won that one. They should be, they should be 0-4.
Yeah.
I mean, well, the defense earned a win that day, but the offense didn't.
No. And their quarterback is 31st in passer rating with 2 touchdowns and 2 picks, completing less than 60% of his throws. And if it does get worse, you know what? At least you're building
learning.
With a guy
you're
toward
learning.
The future.
Right.
Not everybody gets to walk into a perfect situation. Most don't.
Yeah, and they're going to have to get better results from their wide receivers. These guys are supposed to be strengths of the team, and so far it hasn't appeared to be that way. I mean, Chase Claypool, 0 catches yesterday. You know,
I didn't like his effort on that. Was not a good pass by Pickett, but I didn't like his effort on that.
Yeah, something was wrong there. I agree with both those. I agreed with Adam Archuleta that it was a minus for both guys. Pickett needs to make a better throw. And Claypool at least needs to break it up.
He needs to make a better effort.
Something.
He's got a huge height advantage, and he's supposed to be that guy. And we saw it in his rookie season, right? He was going up, making those catches along the sidelines, just ripping it away from other defenders.
I mean, he shouldn't have made the Freiermuth throw. He shouldn't have made that throw. But it did hit Freiermuth in the hands, right? The risk wasn't worth the reward because it would have been like a 2-yard gain.
Right, and they were in field goal range.
But he did hit the guy in the hands. I see where Pro Football Focus had Pickett with 0 turnover-worthy plays. 0.
Well, again.
I think the first and second one were not good interceptions.
I think the first one
were they turnover-worthy throws, though? The second one.
He allowed two guys to converge on Claypool because the ball got there late. And Claypool had to stop to get it. So you can.
But we all
that
agree
as...
that Claypool made a bad play,
sure.
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But and then the second one hit his tight end in the hands.
But it was high. It was well. And
he said he should have thrown it out of bounds. He said. Yeah.
He should have thrown it where only Freiermuth could make the play.
He said it needed to be higher.
Well, I thought he did.
Well, if it was any higher, then Freiermuth couldn't have made the play.
Well, that's what he said. It would either be Freiermuth or it goes out of bounds.
Right, which was exactly, I thought, where the pass was. Either Freiermuth or out of bounds. It took a horrible bounce.
Yeah, well, turnover plays, I think, Ron, I think I'd put this on Kenny Pickett, and Ron alluded to it. The pitch to Jalen Warren was all Kenny Pickett.
That might have been his worst play.
That's a turnover play.
That might have been his worst play of the game. Yeah, and I didn't even see it because the camera picked it up mid-pitch. Oh, was it a terrible play by him, or did Warren line up in the wrong place,
no,
or what happened?
I think he took ownership of that one. It was his.
But is that what happened? Well, he's going to take ownership. He took ownership
what,
of everything. That's what a quarterback does.
Yeah, no, I understand. Exactly. But if you saw the play, it was a bad pitch.
Well, okay.
So
is that what happened, Ron?
Yeah, that's what I saw too.
Pitch along the ground.
I mean,
basically.
Yeah, and they're lucky they. And as Ron said, there was
piggy on the ground.
There was real estate out there that could have been a really good. And the way Warren runs, he gets right to it too. He's pretty decisive in his running.
Let's talk about some other aspects of the game. You mentioned the defense, the receivers, the running backs, basically everything else that happened. 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Joe and Bob.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.